There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was advising a person whom he said there are five things that you must take care before five things strike you. This is something very normal, everybody goes through that. And he said that اِقْتَلْ مِخَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسًا, that you take care of five things before five things strike you. And this is a normal thing that we had. The strange thing is, the first thing he says, شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ هَرَمِكَ, your youth before old age strike you. Because that is the age, and there is a Quranic verse also in Surah Rum, اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ دُوْفٍ سُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ دُوْفٍ قُوَّةً سُمَّ جَعَلَ بَعْدَ قُوَّةٍ دُوْفًا وَشَاءَ وَجَعَلَ مَا شَاءَ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْقَدِيرُ. For a very good reason. One is the state of childhood and then the youth. And when the youth, that is the most dangerous part of the life. That is the time when he thinks that he can pluck the star from the heaven and doesn't care anybody who is seeing. He is very strange. And that is the time when man earns mad, works everything, doesn't think he can go anywhere, he can run, in marathon, he can do all sorts of things, he can do it. But the thing is, there's the same old age, Allah Ta'ala said, we turn him into an old age. This young age turns into old age. And then he cannot do what he used to do when he was young. So the youth, that is the most important thing at that time, to take care, not to waste, just the ibadat thing, we can go up and down, we can strike, anything we can do. And there's the couplet by Jigar Muradabadi, he says, Din jawani ke jigar bekhabri mein guzre, Din jawani ke jigar bekhabri mein guzre, Hosh ka waqt jo aaya to mujhe hosh na tha. So the thing is, that is the time when the youth, he doesn't think about his old parents, thing like this. In other words, in all of the things, he is the one who exists, and he doesn't care. The old people advise him something, he says, I know better. And that's why Rasulullah said, اِقْتَلْ مِخَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسًا, take care of five things before five things strike you. And the very first one is, شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ هَرَمِكَ, that the youth before the old age strike you. Then he says, وَسَحَتَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ, your health before sickness strike you. Then we are healthy, we are healthy, we see people how we can go up and down kind of thing. He doesn't worry about it. But the thing is, because he is healthy, I should be grateful to Allah Ta'ala that he has got the health, so that before the sickness strike you. Because when the strike can be all kinds of strike, it can be invalid, it can be lots of things, untreatable sickness, all sorts of things. So again, be grateful to Allah Ta'ala for the health that Allah Ta'ala has granted you before the any sicknesses strike you. And then, وَغْنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ, wealth, whatever you have got, before poverty strike you. Doesn't it happen all the time? The thing. When we are young, we earn mad. It's true. But then, after that, when we get wealth, and at that time we are highty-mighty kind of thing, we can buy anything we want to have. But the same person, it happens every day, especially in the business. It's a different thing that dishonesty make him richer than the thing, but the fact is there. It happens. People lose everything. Nowadays, this whole calamity strikes, the fire strikes, everything can happen, everything can destroy in 1 minute. So the thing is this, when you are have got wealth at that time, then you should be worried about it, concerned, be grateful to Allah Ta'ala for all these bounties that Allah Ta'ala has given. then I said, the faraqa qabla shaghalik. When you are free, take care, worry about your free time before you become busy. My father used to say that when you want to assign a work to somebody, give it to somebody who is very busy. He will find time for it. But somebody who is not busy, he will never find time. He will always postpone it, something. So the same thing, that is the faragha qabla shaghalik, and then your free time, value that before it becomes so busy, you will not be able to do what you were supposed to do at that time. Then Allah Ta'ala said, وَحْيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَمَاتِكَ, and your life before the death strikes you. Now you see, when we are living, we can do all kinds of things. You never know when the death strikes. Allah Ta'ala has kept to Himself five things with Him that nobody knows what happened there. Where a person will die, when the death will come, all of these things. So we do not worry about these things. We don't, as a normal life, we continue at that time. And this is the important thing is this. And especially as the youth, there is another hadith, Rasulullah says that there are seven categories of people whom Allah Ta'ala will grant the shade in the day of judgment under His arsh, when no other shade will be available. The first one, which is understandable, that is the head of the state, the head who is there. The reason is this, that is the whole nation is under him. He is responsible for this. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the Khalifa, and he said, even if a sheep is missing somewhere, I'm responsible for that. So likewise, the thing is this, he is concerned about everything. But the strange thing, the second category, the strange thing is شَابٌ نَشَاءَ فِي عِبَادَةُ اللَّهِ. Strange thing is that the first is Amir, and the second one says, and the youth who has been brought up in the service of Allah Ta'ala and the Ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Here also the thing is, the way Allah Ta'ala said, شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ حَرَبِكَ. We do not realize, but look at us, and then you realize what happens. And there, at that time, the energy is there, you can do that. When they become old age, a father get old age, now they put them into the old age home or somewhere else because they cannot take care of them. Thing. But they forget that themselves can become in that state when they were there. There's a story there that the father and son were sitting outside, and the father asked the son, he was reading a newspaper, what is this? And the man answered that this is a bird. A little while later, the old man asked him again, what is this? And the man said, this is a bird. When the third time he asked, so the young man, the son, got angry, irritated. He said, don't even read me a newspaper. I told you so many times, this is a bird. So the father didn't say anything. Father went inside the house, came back with a notebook and opened a page and asked him to read it. When he was reading it, said that story said that when he was young child, he was coming with me and he asked me while we were walking, what is this? And I told him, this is a bird. And he asked me 21 times and I answered 21 times. So the thing is, this shababa qabla haramik, this is the important thing is there. And we do not worry about these things. How many people, how many youth we have seen? How many people youth think they become invalid? Can't do thing with thing, can't just do anything whatsoever. And therefore it is valuable that you are today young, tomorrow you will be the same thing. So the Quranic verses say this exactly the same thing. And therefore the thing is, the youth is the time we should be worried about. شَابٌ نَشَاءَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, that the young man whose life is spent in the servitude of Allah Ta'ala, how to do this kind of thing. And our health, We don't worry about it. We think that that's how it is. But when the old age, when the sickness strikes, all kinds of strikes. I have seen, and nowadays, suddenly for the last 20, 30 years, there was nothing there. But suddenly children have become autistic, or children become invalid, children become abnormality. All of these things is happening. So if you got a good body, you've got a sehat, you should be grateful to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala has granted us this kind of thing. And same thing, that is our wealth, before the poverty strikes you. All of these things, because then you are able to take care of other things. So many stories are there. An old a beggar comes to the old man, to a young man, to a rich man, asking for money. And this is a true story, by the way, that he asking for also charity. The rich man did not give him the time to push him away. He didn't worry about. Same beggar, Allah Ta'ala granted him so much after that, because through his hard work he earned the thing and he became rich. And when he became rich, he was sitting at home and he heard a knock at the door, and he went there to see who it is. He asking for charity. He was the same man who was a rich man the other day. He was the same man who the poverty strikes the thing, and he gave him money. So the thing is this, we should not neglect those kind of things which Allah Ta'ala says. In fact, this is something that we should put down, write it down and put it on your home, in your family, your friend, especially children, they should do that. And that hayataka qabla mamatik, this is important thing, that our life before the death is like. Because what happened as far as tawbah is concerned, tawbah is accepted until the time of sakarat. Before the sakarat, the tawbah is acceptable. Allah Ta'ala might forgive the thing there. But when the sakarat began at that time, which was hidden from him, that's when you know the word ghaib that we use. Quran said, ghaib as-samawati wal-ard. Al-ladhin yu'minun bil-ghaib, Surah Al-Baqarah said. Ghaib does not mean things which is hidden. Ghaib means things which are beyond human perception. They're beyond your human senses, perception. But when the sakarat begins, at that time he cannot communicate to you. But at that time, which was a ghaib, now it is shuhud, he can see what is there. That's why he said, فَأَصَدَّقَ فَكُمُنَ صَعْلِهِينَ وَلَا تَلَا send me back, I'll be very good now, because now he's seen what is happening there. So the thing is, the tawbah is acceptable before the sakarat begins. When the sakarat begins, the tawbah is gone. So these five things are important things. It's such a golden word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he advised the thing to take care of this thing. And if you do that, Allah Ta'ala, then your family, your children, your friends, all of these things. This is something we should always put down right at our house. It reminds you of all of. And this is a natural process which is happening. How many children die? How many youth die? The little accident take place thing. And so Allah Ta'ala has got his own design, which is thing. But Allah Ta'ala warn you, Allah Ta'ala thing, tell you the thing. The important thing is this. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be able to take care of our youth, take care of our health, take care of our these things, our health. And all of these are the bounties of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala has granted us. And if you do that, the more لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, the more you grant shukr to Allah Ta'ala, the more Allah Ta'ala will accept our tawbah. Allah Ta'ala has promised, I'll accept the tawbah anyway. So we should worry about these things. Allah Ta'ala make tawfiq to accept all of these things with good grace, and not to say, why me, why me, why me, why me? That's not a thing. That if not you, somebody else. So therefore, we should always take care, worry about these things. وَآخَرُ دَعْوَانَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.